Samuel L. Stanley Jr., MD, is Michigan State University's 21st president, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to MSU today and to the institution. President Stanley, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's absolutely great to be here.
Can you remind us, why were you attracted to the job of president of this great university at this crucial time in its history?
Well, as you said, it is a great university, and I think one of the things that really caught my eye was the tremendous things that Michigan State University has done over the years. Of course, its role as the pioneering land-grant institution, how much it means to the state of Michigan as well as to the world, and finally, the real scope and scale that this university has, you know, 50-plus thousand students, 20,000 faculty and staff. That means a chance to have an impact on the broadest scale possible, on a global scale. So the chance to get engaged with this university, everything that's doing and the kind of people that were here, it was really exciting for me, so I'm glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Samuel L. Stanley, Jr., MD.
It was hard to know where to start. I'm a biomedical researcher by training. I began my career at Washington University in St. Louis primarily, doing research related to infectious diseases. That's my medical specialty. And I grew into areas related to biodefense and became kind of a leader in areas related to how people protect themselves from infectious diseases and how one protect oneself from a huge epidemic, whether caused by man or caused by nature. And after doing that work for a while, I realized that I was also interested in helping other people do research work as well. I got a very large grant from NIH and had to administer that. And so I moved to administration. I became vice chancellor for research at Washington University in St. Louis, a chance again to help other people do their research to make a difference there. And then eventually I was offered the job of president of Stony Brook University, and I did that job for about 10 years. It was remarkable. I enjoyed it. The people there were amazing. It's a great university. But as I said, when this opportunity came around for MSU, I couldn't pass it up. My wife, Ellen Lee, is a biomedical researcher as well. She's an MD PhD, so she has one more degree than I do and never lets me forget it. And we have four children as well, so ranging in age from 24 to 34 and scattered all over the U.S. basically. But they're really important to me, and I spend a lot of time, all the time I can, with them.
So President Stanley, as your tenure begins as president, what are some of the priorities? What will you be working on initially?
So I think one thing I'm doing, of course, is thinking a lot about how to heal the campus and how to bring everyone together, I think, and also really a drive to make this a safer and more welcoming place. I think there's been a lot of work done in that area already. A lot of things have been done on campus, you know, 52,000 people undergoing training, a survey that's going to look at 15,000 to help us understand how to change culture and how to make a difference. But there's still more to be done, so I need to understand what I can do to help us in that process. At the same time, we've been doing great work and need to continue to do great work in student success. So I'm really impressed by what MSU has been doing, but I think we can do even more. We can work to abolish the gaps between economically disadvantaged students and other students in their graduation rates, the differences in ethnic groups and graduation rates. I think we can do that. We did some of that at Stony Brook, and I want to bring those same kind of approaches to MSU. And then I care a lot about research. One of the things that makes MSU special, puts it in that great group of the 62 campuses in AAU, is the ability to generate new knowledge, not just impart it in that great educational process we have, but to generate it as well through our creative work, through our scholarship, through our scientific research. And I want to continue to enhance that at MSU. Think they've done great. So we're over, you know, $600 million in sponsored research. That's spectacular. But I really want to push us to even go further and to really, again, because everything we do is a way to help Michigan, to help the people of Michigan, the U.S., and the world. So I want to continue to push that.
Can you talk a bit about how you go about making decisions?
You know, it's very much a collective process. I really feel data-based is important for me. I really want to understand the data for things. Part of being a scientist, I guess, is to know the data and know the evidence. So it's really important for me to do that. But then I need to talk to people. I need to understand what the impact's going to be. One of the things you discover is often there can be unintended consequences in decisions you make. So I really want to carefully consider what's going to happen if we do something like this. What's the impact going to be? Understand what the options are. There's always more than one way to approach things. But then once that's done, make a decision and generally try to stick with it, but also be smart enough to realize that occasionally I'm going to make wrong decisions. And if I've done that, be willing to take it back and change it if I have to. But I think, you know, working with a great group of people, having a good team around you, being willing to talk to people and understand their needs and what they do, I think all those things help you in decision making.
And we just had you talk about some of your short-term priorities. Have you had a chance to think a little bit more long range or your vision for MSU's future?
You know, I think MSU, as I said, is a great university. I think we can do even more. I see us as, you know, one of the top universities in the Big Ten. We need to be there. Michigan has a population of 10 million people. We have a great university, University of Michigan. We have a great university in MSU. We should be leading the Big Ten in those categories and everything that we can. I think it's important, again, that we look at what we're doing for students and student success. I would like to see us, again, be at the top of the Big Ten in our outcomes for student graduation rates. Again, you know, we have tough competition that we need to store, but I think we need aspirational goals to move us. So I think all those things are important.
Related question, sir. As you look forward, what do you see as some of the challenges and the opportunities for MSU and really higher education moving forward?
So there's a lot of challenges in higher education. Of course, one of the biggest ones is, you know, always people talk about budget and funding. So the question is, how do we fund this? And there's, of course, a big push and pull because the concerns about tuition costs rising and making it more difficult for students to pay, maybe restricting access and increasing debt. At the same time, states are feeling budget squeezes and not wanting to commit the same resources they had in the past. So striking that balance, finding that price point where students can still afford to go, where we can discount in ways that allow them to get an MSU education. But at the same time, not letting the state off the hook, because we really do, we're an incredible return on investment for the state in terms of what you invest from us and what you get back in economic development. People who are graduates, as you know, over their lifetime will make $1 million more a year. You translate that into the, you know, 8,500 people coming in our class this year, if they all graduate, that's immediately a huge impact difference, essentially, for the state by just having that class go through. So I think really, you know, the challenge of making the case to the state, to the people of Michigan, why MSU matters and why we need support is really important. I would love to never raise tuition, but if we can't get increases in state support, we have to, because our costs rise every year just like everyone else. So I think thinking about that is important for us and for every other school. And then again, I think thinking about the research we do and the support for innovation. It's a competitive world out there, right? There's other countries that want to be number one in the world economically. They want to lead in science and so on. I think the most important thing the U.S. can do with that is to fund our institutions of higher education, fund our NIH, funds our Department of Energy, fund those institutes, because they will help us lead in innovation and that will help us lead in competition. So I think those are two things I think about a lot and I think we need to work on.
Well said. You got me all fired up now. So just as we close, what sort of message do you want to leave with alumni and sort of Spartans around the world as your tenure begins?
Well, first of all, again, I'm so excited to be here, and I've been so welcomed by people I've met. People have been so excited, and I personally am grateful for their kindness and for their support as we move forward. We're going to have challenges ahead, but we're going to get through them together. We're going to get this right in terms of MSU, of really finding the right balance of healing and moving us forward, but at the same time, continuing the relentless progress that Spartans have made over the years. We're going to do that. And I guess, you know, the last thing I'll lead with is, of course, go green.
Go white. Well, sir, thank you for sharing some of your observations with us and best wishes of leading our beloved alma mater.
I really appreciate it so much, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Sounds great. That's Samuel L. Stanley, Jr., MD. He's Michigan State University's 21st president. Keep up with all he's doing at president.msu.edu and follow along on Instagram, too. MSU Prez Stanley. That's P-R-E-S, MSU Prez Stanley. And I'm Russ White. Thanks for listening to MSU Today.